In this week's Parsha, Parshas Pinchas, we have the story of the Benois Tzelfchad, the daughters of Tzelfchad, successfully petitioning for their father's Nachla. It was after that that Moshe Rabbeinu said, "If so, it's time for me to ask for myself. If these daughters of Tzelfchad were able to get the Yerusha of their father, my sons should get the Yerusha from me, meaning that it's time that I ensure that one of my sons becomes the leader after I die." HaKadosh Baruch Hu responded to him and said, "Noitzer te'ena yoichal pirya. The one who planted the fig tree is the one who's going to be able to eat its fruits." Meaning, there's somebody who worked harder than your sons, and he's the one that's going to be able to become the next leader. The Gemara asks, "Lama nimshul devrei Torah kete'ena? How come it was dafka the te'ena, the fig tree, that was picked as the example of the fruit that was planted?" And the answer is that this te'ena, any time that a person wants a te'ena, he could find one. Meaning one can always find a recently ripened fig, as they don't all ripen at the same time. So there's always the possibility to find figs. So too with Divrei Torah, any time that a person sits down to learn Torah, he can find a new ta'am. He could find something new to taste in Torah, as we experience all our lives, that every time we'll learn the Parsha again, there's always something new to learn in the Parsha. V'day b'yidia zu. There's enough in this knowledge that there's always something new in the Torah that should give a person inspiration, Laila Moshmei Oyel, not to leave the tent of Torah, like who did? Like Yeshua did. Your children sat, and they didn't learn as much Torah as they could have, but Yeshua, he was constantly at your side. He was up in the morning and didn't go to sleep until the end of your day. He would set up the Beis Medrash. He would spread the tablecloths. He was the one who was Meshamish you. He was the one who didn't move from your side. And therefore, he is the one who will take over for you. The Medrash and many Mefarshim ask a question. Of course, we would need to say that Moshe Rabbeinu's sons were at least as great as Yeshua, because Moshe Rabbeinu, we wouldn't imagine that he would engage in nepotism. He wasn't going to take his son and make him the leader if the son wasn't at least as great as Yeshua. He wouldn't have imagined that his sons could be the leaders if they weren't ra'oi for it. There are many different answers given, but they all point to the same thing. Mishum tzara agra. The harder a person works, the more schar that he will get. Moshe Rabbeinu, or any human being, wouldn't have been able to discern that his own sons weren't working as hard as they could. It was only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who can measure a person's efforts. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who pointed it out to Moshe Rabbeinu. It's not going to be your son, and it's not going to be anyone else you might think it's going to be. It's going to be Yeshua. Yeshua is called a levana, a moon. Pnei Moshe kepnei achama. Moshe Rabbeinu was like the sun. Ufnei Yeshua, and the face of Yeshua was like the moon. Rav Chaim Volozhin said he didn't have his own light. He reflected everything that he learned from his leader. And when the people in his generation heard that it was Yeshua who was going to be the next leader, Zekenim shebedar amru, Oy la esa busha, Oy la esa chlima. Woe for this busha, woe for this chlima. We have to understand what these words mean, busha and chlima. The Chafetz Chaim gives a mashal of a person offered an excellent business deal, a trip to an island with precious gems. Most did not want to go, but one did, and he came back phenomenally wealthy. What's the busha? What's the chlima? Busha is a good midah. It's the midah of recognizing your weakness, usually in the face of something that is much greater than you are. It doesn't come from doing something wrong. It's just recognizing how much more can be done when you see someone who's so much greater than you, who's so much more accomplished than you, and you feel it's an inadequacy, but it's a positive inadequacy that pushes you forward and says, there's more that I can accomplish as well. Chlima is when you realize that you're guilty of something, that I should have done something else and I didn't do it. The Nasiim are listed many times in the Torah. But there's one time that they're listed in order of greatness. And at that point, when those Nasim were listed in order of greatness, Yeshua was the fifth. He was not the first. That means that he wasn't the greatest person in that generation, but he was chosen because of his dedication and his consistency, which is why they were embarrassed, because they could have done it too. It's not a gift that was given to him from the outside. It's something that he attained that is attainable by everyone. Dedication and consistency is something that we can all attain. It doesn't rely on what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given you, the capabilities that you have. It's something that a person does on his own. Rav Isser Zalman Meltzer said that when I was in Voloshin, there were phenomenal geniuses who didn't make it. Because the gifts are one thing, the chachma is one thing, even the tchunas hanefesh are something that's given to us externally. But to actually make it, a person has to invest. The Gra says, action yetzliach. A stubborn person is the one who's going to be successful. The Alter von Kelm says that the kishreinus of a person are not like a metal container. Our talents are not a metal container, but like a rubber band, bag. You can stretch them and stretch them and stretch them. They knew he wasn't the greatest, but they saw that he was the most consistent. And that's what you needed to be the leader. Why? Chazal say, G'dayla shimusha shal tera yoser me limuda. The person who is meshamesh tera, that means the person who hangs around the G'daylam, the person who sticks to the G'daylam, the person who learns from the Gadol in his Hanhagos, is even greater than the person who learns from the Gadol from actually sitting and learning. Why? And we know this from Chumash, where we have the story of Eliezer going to find a wife for Yitzchok repeated twice, and there Chazal say, Yafa sichason shal avdei avais lepnei hamaka miterasan shal bneihem, which means so many different mitzvahs are just barely hinted at in the Torah, and yet so many psukim given to the story of Eliezer, because the sicha of avdei avos, that means the just the mundane talk, even of the eved of our avos, is more important. Is more, well, the word given is yafa, more beautiful, lifnei hamakom before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the actual Torah of the children, because we learn from their actions, from their conversations, from the way that they actually lived. You see how they are when they're just doing their day-to-day, and you learn so much from that. This pattern is already set up by Matan Torah, the pattern of Yeshua. Moshe Rabbeinu was accompanied up the mountain with Hor, Aaron, the Zakenim, and Yeshua. Everyone else was sent back down except for Yeshua. He missed the Chet HaEgel and did not move. His mon fell there, and it was clear that this is where he was meant to be. He's always called a na'ar or a mesharis. This was his main mahus, and this is why he was zaycha. Reb Chaim Vital says, midos are more important than mitzvahs, and they're the prerequisite of the Torah. Torah is built on midos. And the problem with midos is that they can't be taught with words. They must be taught through action. We can talk about through words about the Mida of Tznias. We can even give the halachas of Tznias, but to understand Tznias, you have to see and live with and learn from a person who is a Tznua, and then you understand what Tznias means. We can talk about Hachnasas Archim, and we could learn about Hachnasas Archim, and we could give words about Hachnasas Archim, and we could write articles about Hachnasas Archim, but to really understand Hachnasas Archim, you have to spend time in the house of a person who knows how to do Hachnasas Archim, and then you don't need even a single word. It's all clear. It all becomes clear. Midos can't be taught through words. They must be taught through action. And therefore, because we're trying to learn the Midos of Eliezer, and through him the Midos of Avraham Avinu, the story had to be told in every single one of the details, of its details, so that we could at least get a taste of what it must have felt like to be having that conversation. We had to be privy to every single part of it as much as we were able to be. And that's why it was Yeshua who was Zeicha, because he was the one who dedicated his life to learning the Midas of Moshe Rabbeinu. And because he was the Pnei HaLevana, because he was a true conveyor of it, because he didn't bring himself into the picture, but he just conveyed everything that Moshe Rabbeinu taught him, he was destined to be the leader. Interestingly, this is why Moshe Rabbeinu davened for him more than for any of the other Meraglim. Because Rabbi Yonasan ben Uzziel says he knew that he was learning everything from him. And the Midah of Moshe Rabbeinu was the Midah of Anava. And his Talmud Mufok would have picked this up. And the Midah of Anava in this case would be a danger to him, because at this point he had to not be an Anav. He had to be able to feel himself and to say, no, I know what's right, despite the fact that other people, remembering again that those other people, some of them were greater than him in Darga and Chochmah certainly, but he knew what was right, and he had to be able to say, I know what's right. And this is why Moshe Rabbeinu davened for him more than for any of the other Meraglim who went into Eretz Yisrael at that time. Ayla isha busha, ayla isha klima. We have to understand in ourselves that we do have tchunas hanefesh, we do have midas, we do have talents, we do have capabilities, we do have koiches, we do have opportunities which HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. That all comes from Him. What's up to us is, how much do I stretch that rubber bag? How much do I invest? How much dedication? How much consistency do I invest to become the person, the best person that I can truly be? Because that's the measure, that's the true measure of our greatness.